Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Wait, but wait, did MJ say we're calling this again? Oh, right. No, no, I got it. I know we're live. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, live, in person, live Raw. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm really proud of myself for getting here 15 minutes late today.
Yo, and yes, apologies for anyone that was here on time waiting for us at 6:30. We're doing a lot of promo leading up to that. You know, again, you're going to have some technical things you got to work through.
Kinks, if you will.
Kinks. Lessons learned. Indeed. Kinks. Yes.
They must be learned, though.
Yeah.
They cannot come back next week.
No.
You know?
No.
We can still have kinks. They just can't be the same kinks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these have to get smoothed out throughout the week. This is really...
Yeah.
This is a really important part, Anish.
Yeah. You know? No. Yeah. No. I think we're going to be super good next Monday. I almost said next Sunday because, you know, I've been telling people to check out the show on Sunday.
For whatever reason, I'm pretty positive that you picked Monday.
I did.
And then you refused to call it Monday. And you keep saying
Sunday. Yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it going to be okay if I move this mic around? Because I feel like I keep looking at you like this. I'm going to... More kinks, you know? More kinks we're going to work out. I just don't know how to... Should it be like that? Yeah. That doesn't feel natural.
I gotcha. Make some adjustments on the break. I think I know how to...
Will the chat tell us what it looks like, you know? I mean, obviously not today. But, like, soon.
Might could be. Might could be talking to us today. You going to see.
Like, will the Tech Squad fam still just be called the Tech Squad fam? Fam Squad?
Chat Squad fam? What are we doing? What are we calling
you
guys?
Like, what, is that the same? I think so.
I feel, yeah. I'd call them, yeah. I wouldn't change that at all. Still the same folk. And shout out to them, you know, especially for getting us to this point. You know, always supporting us, kicking it with us every Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9:06. On X-Ray FM. Yes. Definitely shout out to them.
Did we thank the people that were actually here? Or did we?
I feel like we moved into it.
Yeah.
And then
we moved forward.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like there's going to be a lot of that. Apologies up front. Actually, no. I don't think there will be a lot of it. But anyway, so our illustrious podcast editor who's always with us.
Yes.
Even if just in our Google Doc. Kyle of Residual Audio.
Yes.
And we have one Jess Morgan over here doing the thing.
I think this is the first time you guys have heard Jess's name mentioned in any capacity with like the show. As far as like, you know, you
doesn't get like
Thursday morning shout outs.
Not my friend. When I'm like my friend, Jess.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. This is a little bit different than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm hot. And
smoking, I'd say.
Just.
The opportunity.
Yeah. But yeah, super shout out to the team. Michelle, super shout out to Michelle and Ross. And then everyone else that initially was just like, yeah, I want to get down with this. I want to make this happen. I want to be a part of this thing growing. Shout out to everyone.
All of them.
All of them.
Do you want another reggae horn? I can do another reggae horn.
I think the people are used
to it.
And here you don't have to worry about the levels being too high and people, you know, getting upset with you.
I'm never going to not think of that every time I do an air horn on the radio.
You got Nate.
Or into a mic, I guess. Is the way to say. Again, though, appreciated constructive feedback. Like, fam, too much.
Yeah.
Fine.
A little too much, man.
But now I'm just always like, ooh. And then that just kind of changes, you know, the energy of your horn.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. All right. So we just came off a big weekend. What happened?
I don't know. That slurp was loud and then I slammed it down. And I got to get
some coasters.
Coasters.
Just came off a big weekend.
Just taking some production notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our little ones is the celebration for her departing, heading off to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why you would open with this.
Well, you know, part of the recap. I think we did all right. I didn't cry. Did you cry?
No.
Okay. All right. So we had
I'm not a pre-crier.
Oh, you're gonna be a blubbering mess this weekend.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not a. I mean, I like am. I know it's gonna be bad.
Mm.
And by bad, I mean sad. I don't mean.
I'm gonna hold it down. I'll be strong. I'll be the rock.
That's what everybody wants. A dad with no emotions.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly.
That's literally not what I said. I said I'm gonna be the rock.
That's tight.
Wow.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Absolutely not.
Is that what you're going to be?
Our rock for our family. Hmm?
Shut it.
Nigerian, so yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I happened to the Nigerian side.
Love this rock.
You know, turn down the emotion a little bit. Huh?
Hmm.
You know, put a little saran wrap on that.
Who will that be for?
Tamp it down.
Who will that be for?
For the family.
No. Who asked you for it?
The family.
When?
Yeah. When you guys are crying, you're going to need me. Just don't worry about it. Fact is, I got you. And I'm not really hearing, why thank you, Ambush. I mean, all this other stuff.
It doesn't sound like being got. It sounds like stoic dad.
Well, you've never sent a kid off to college. Well, this is your second time sending the kid off to college.
This is.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No stoic dads.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
It was a big weekend, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to Lenny and John always, because they let us just invade space. Mm-hmm. They don't feel that way, and it is not that. But it's incredible that that is like our second home, and we just get to get in there. And yeah. Great collaboration.
Yeah, as always. As always. What happened? I got a notification. It's all right.
I wonder why your vibrate would be on. This is a bad.
Why is it who? It was doing great there.
It's on vibrate. I feel like it should be on silent. Do you know how to put your Apple phone on silent?
Okay.
Let me tell you how easy it is on a Samsung or Android. You can just push the volume button down. Whole thing done.
Interesting.
That's so all awesome. The way done. You don't even have to worry about it.
It's so dope.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have.
It phones. Sounds like a convenience you don't care to have. Is that what I'm hearing or feeling from this energy?
Not at all.
That you will get real excited about when Apple does it, but for now, who needs it? Is that where we're at?
I know how to get the ringer off on my phone, bro. Just at this moment, I'd forgotten, and that was all it was. I don't even know we're hanging on to that.
People did not tune in to hear production.
No one tuned in to hear you slander me. Or Apple for that matter.
I don't know.
Or Apple for that matter. You know?
It's really less about Apple and more about your willingness to have less than what's available.
We have everything we need.
Oh, okay.
Except the ability to schedule text messages.
Yeah, that'd be convenient for you. Anywho. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No?
No. So that was our news from the weekend.
I mean, honestly, the amount of work that went into that for me. So while you were madly working on this production, mm-hmm. I was madly working on that production. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of work in both ways.
Yeah.
So I don't know how anything works in here. I just showed up and got to sit down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah. Team.
And, you know, all worked out.
Yeah.
But this is, I'm not ready for cameras.
Well, you may not feel camera ready, but you're definitely camera ready. You're definitely. I listen, up close and personal. You got it.
Okay.
Get your shoes popping like that.
When it's my, what's that called? My shot, can it just be my shoes?
That's what you want, the camera angle just your shoes?
I'm just like.
You'll talk, you move your feet around? That's terrible. No one's tuning in for that. That has no replay value.
That's probably true.
However.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here. Are you asking for a kicks cam?
What?
A kicks cam.
And what does this mean?
As in a camera on the floor that gets your kicks.
To do what? Just to show them off?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
Are you supposed to say no to that?
I didn't think you would, so I threw it out there.
Should I say no to that? That feels like a lot of pressure on me. They come with like super heat every Monday.
It is.
That's every Monday.
It is.
I'm going to run out too quick.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
You're going to need a budget for it. That's happened to some of those.
Kicks cam until there's a shoe fund.
You got to pull some of those customs out.
Nah.
Yeah.
Those don't get worn.
Morgan has a very nice shoe collection, tons of customs. They're absolutely amazing. The majority of them are in storage. It just isn't space for all of this amazing footwear. But I think a kicks cam, once we get the ball rolling, shoe fun, possibly. But definitely, yeah, I think a kicks cam would do it. I think it'd be nice. Well, on the news side of things, what has been grinding your gears since our last show? We hit the space, you all, between Thursday to Thursday, where so much is happening throughout the week that we don't get to, you know, really jump on, especially over the weekend. So now we have finally had that opportunity, this little Monday night break. Bam.
We do, but I feel like you're jumping the gun.
Oh, all right.
That we were supposed to give just a quick, you know, our origin story. To people who have never seen us or heard us before.
That's a good
point. Sorry for all the fiancés who know our story and are like, boring. But that, I mean.
Shout out.
We did have a production meet. Maybe you forgot about that one. But
No. I did completely forget about that one.
That's great.
All right. Just go ahead. Let's jump into it. How did you get in the media? How did you? It's interview time. How did you get into radio?
No. What?
Morgan was very bashful about entering the media space. She had to be coaxed into podcasting, which was her second foray into media. She initially, as a child star, and who don't know this, was on AM Northwest with her. No?
I mean, that's true.
All right. With her grandmother. Many people don't know this. Morgan was a child star.
Wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, definitely. You were starring in television shows as a child. Child star. She also was very young in the labor force. She worked for the Trailblazers. And was a ball girl.
I was.
People are learning so much about you.
They are. These are things I would never say in My Name is Morgan Jones and Here Are Things About Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, still just absolutely not a child star. Just went on a show that my grandma was on.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Just, you know, perspective wise. I used to often say, man, Morgan, you're popular. A lot of people know you. And your response would be, absolutely not.
Not really.
Not a thing. Not a thing. And then we'd go places.
I wonder what's happening right now.
It's the setup. And then we'd go places. And then it's, oh. Left and right. Everyone knows you. And you're like, I'm like, my point is being proven time and time again. So when it comes to perception for you, there's a, you know, you got to sharpen the focus there. You're going to misrepresent yourself. You say you're not a child star. You were a star. You were a child starring in TV.
That was such a long way, a long road to, no, not true.
All right.
You can finish my bio, though.
Okay, all right. So then, you know, again, spent some time with the Trailblazers. she was a ball girl, you know, out there with the towels, getting, you know, the sweat towels off the floor, you know, off the court there. You know, man, fives. She's in photos with, you know, some of the greatest that's ever done it. And then she moved on to podcasting immediately.
That's my trajectory.
Then she spent some time Portland Opera. And I know what you guys are thinking. I have never heard Morgan's singing voice. You're correct. She was not talented at the time. In some ways, there was a fine line in between. Corporate. What was your position?
Haven't a clue.
Jess.
Group sales manager. What was my last title? Mm-hmm. Assistant general manager.
Okay. And there were many hats that had to be worn. One of those hats would involve Morgan being in front of the Keller, doing the auction, not auctions.
Oh, the lottery.
The lottery. Ticket lottery.
This is hilarious.
So this was the first time that I saw Morgan doing public speaking, if you will, hosting. And it was like a fish in water. It was a complete switch in personality. Complete. This very, you know, to herself, introverted person. Then all of a sudden, she's shouting commands. Boom. I need you up here. What are you doing? Are you paying attention? Do you want these tickets? Maybe you don't. Guys, I don't think she wants the tickets. Da-da-da. And I'm just like, who is this person right now? And literally, it's like, oh, but this is just work. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. So she got a podcast offer. And she was like, I don't want to do it. I'm not trying to do that stuff. And I'm like, you'd be great. People love your opinions. You're very articulate. You speak well for a woman. Okay. You rap. You know, this is what people want in the 2000s and, you know, 2020s. When did you guys start? 2018? 2017. I'm a rapper. I'm refined sophisticates.
Yay.
You know?
Yay.
And she said, you know, they want to start this podcast. I don't want to do it. I'm like, you definitely should do it. And then that was it. Star was reborn. for the fourth time.
Oh, that's where I'm at.
You're like a phoenix rising from the flame. Yeah. Media personality. Here we are. That's how we got here. That's what we got here. She says that I coaxed her into, you know, doing the morning show on X-Ray.
I didn't say you coaxed me. I said you tricked me.
Inaccurate.
You literally finessed me into doing a live morning radio show. No, not one question. Not one. You asked me if I want, you said we like rotate now and like sometimes it's my turn to do the news.
It's true.
Do you want to do that with me? How many times did you ask me that? And I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Who was I doing the news with before?
What?
There was someone out. I don't know. I think I did a couple shows with other people. And then you were like, I can't take it any longer. I will not sit on the sidelines while you take my opinions onto the air as your own. And then you joined the show. That's how it happened. That's literally how it went down.
That's not even close to, not even like a little bit, like I would want you to put more effort into the writing of this story.
Listen, yes, yes, we did do the origin story. I'm giving it to you the best way I can remember it.
Is that how you remember it?
Hella accurate.
I came back to you begging to be on the show?
No, you kind of like manhandled me.
I want to be.
But like for women. So you like women handled.
Why do you keep saying that? Why are you saying women instead of woman? Number one, I'm learning a lot, you know, just in this, in on-camera dynamic right now.
Shout out to the production sponsors. This is the proper use of the space that you probably didn't, you probably didn't know this is what I was going to do. Yeah, up here, gender slandering, but.
Definitely not a proper use of the space. No, so our origin story is definitely not what you just described.
Okay.
We were doing the news.
Okay.
Sometimes it was a rotating situation and you would ask me if I wanted to do it.
Okay.
I frequently said no. At the time, I still had a regular day job just from my house.
Mm-hmm.
What I definitely didn't have to do to go to work and be ready by 9 was be up at 6 a.m. So there was nothing in me that was like, it makes sense to say yes to something that is that early.
Gotcha.
No. So I didn't, I just kept saying no. And then I did a couple and I was terrified. Live is not the same as podcasting. It took me like 4 episodes podcasting to be comfortable and want to continue and do what we were doing. I don't know how many episodes it took of live radio to feel okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel okay. Now I feel like I can just walk in there and we can go.
Bro.
But you completely tricked me. It was like, I did one and then I said no a couple more times and then I did one and then I was like, yeah, that doesn't really work for me. And then all of a sudden it was like every week.
I think what allowed you to get comfortable was you tapping into your immense history of media training.
No.
Expertise, experience. I think that's what helped you. You know, it's like riding a bike. You know? Get right back on it. Boom. Comes right back to you. Muscle memory. Microphone muscle memory.
Yeah. Where did I get it from before? As a child star?
Child star.
Right.
Right? And then working for the Blazers.
Which involved media.
Well, you're in front of cameras, you know.
As background.
Hello. You're
literally not supposed to, like, even recognize that there's a thing happening.
So you didn't talk to any commentators?
No. While I was a ball girl?
Yeah. Like, no one interviewed you, not once?
No. No.
All right.
Not at all. I was stepped on by a few people, you know.
Who stepped on you?
Like everybody.
Oh, okay. But you said a few people. I'll let you go and throw out some notable names.
I was like Shaq stepped on me, but that was not, I wasn't a ball girl. I was like walking courtside with my dad and he just stepped on me. And I don't know. I think my foot's broken still.
Okay.
It was good. Yeah. He apologized.
So, I was gonna say Shaq owes like, you an apology, but he apologized.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else stepped on you? Who else I got beef with?
Nobody.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
All right. Then who else stepped on you? Who are you protecting? Who else stepped on you? Because it went from some people stepped on me to, oh,
well,
no
that one is more notable. You okay. know, like, but you, have you watched an NBA game? They fall all over the place.
Yeah.
And you as a ball like person, you sit underneath the hoop or right by the hoop.
Absolutely.
So lots of people fall. I mean, I really feel for all of the journalists that sit right there.
Okay.
Or the camera people.
All right. Okay.
Full body weight.
That works.
Yeah.
They'll escape the wrath. It's all right.
Great. Shouldn't be a...
They shall forever remain nameless. Those who have stepped on you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it wasn't the like step on you because you're a billionaire. You know, it wasn't that kind of thing. Like they were at work. I was at work. It just... How that happened.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. They call that just, you know, not a hazard, but work related.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, oh, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't think.
Par for the course for your job. How much are you getting paid as a ball girl?
I have absolutely no idea. None. I'll have to ask Angela. Maybe she'll
remember.
That
ball girl money left. What's going on?
Left?
Yeah. She'd be killing it right now. What did she do? You bought sneakers with all your ball girl money?
I am so old. Like, you cannot be serious.
All right.
And I don't mean that. It's not like I'm that old, but I'm very far away from
Ken is going to grab that audio and run with it. Just know that. I don't believe you even said that on microphone. I don't.
Had a moment of, you know, I was a little too comfortable.
Good. You're doing great. How comfy you got?
It's never going to happen again. Don't you worry. You just scared me to death. So, yay.
Oh, goodness. Fun. All right.
So what can folks expect? What's the difference between the Thursday show and the Monday show?
So we don't have FCC regulations to deal with.
True.
So we're not going to be, you know, over the top, but we can say some words on here. We can, you know, we can be honest with our opinions and let some of them curses fly. That's for one.
I'm excited about that.
And two, also, crap, I was going to say, I got lost there. There'll be no music breaks.
No music breaks.
So that's going to be a huge change.
Yeah.
You know, we are going to have an intermission. We got intermissions now. Live in studio guests, for sure.
That's going to be weird.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
What else? I feel like you can just be a little bit more free and raw with the actions and things. And also, these pauses will make a lot of sense. When I'm making off of something you said, people can actually see and be like, okay, that's what's happening. He's passed out. He's giving up the ghost. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
Yeah. But I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, just having a more energetic experience with our viewers and our listeners and our audience. Being able to flip the table, walk off camera, you know, quit in the middle of the show, and then like come back like 10 minutes of the show, and then like do like an aside or a monologue and steal it, you know, stuff like that. Full theater production, Broadway.
No.
Taking you right on back.
No.
Yeah.
No, actually.
All right.
Not really understanding what you're going for.
Well, I'm just letting you know. You said
this was not the production we spoke of. I'll just say that.
So let the people know what's going to be the difference between our Thursdays and our Mondays. For me, that's the difference. How's it going to be for you? Since you're saying no to everything, I'm
probably not. And it and respond, but very much in the same way, give whatever that story or cultural moment is, and then speak about the relevance of it to mm-hmm. what's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a thing that matters? Why would we be talking about it? And not everything has to be like super important. I feel like there's, you know, not to be confused with like now this and what they're doing and like just putting Sydney Sweeney's butt in their posts to be like, we want engagement real bad.
So I'm sorry, we got to discuss that real quick. I got caught completely off guard. So here I was today in the News of My Fiance Instagram. And that account follows, you know,
it's a bunch
content
of news,
creators. Yeah. Content creators that basically are, you know, giving us news, alternative media, you know, independent media. I don't do a lot of malarkey in there, you know, I go there for the business.
Right.
Yeah. And then
the Explore page isn't too wacky.
No, the Explore page is very, very chill.
Yeah.
Unlike my personal.
Well, I mean,
just being honest.
Shout out to the self-report.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Nobody.
So imagine I'm in the News of My Fiance account and I'm scrolling and I see Sydney Sweeney's cheeks. Cupcakes, just staring at me. And I'm like, you know? And I look and it's now this. And I'm like, this doesn't seem right for this account. And it wasn't until I had the conversation with you that you reminded me, you know, what now this was known for, or, you know, how we even got there. What is happening here with, what? So I go to the comments for that post, and people are salty. They're like, this is supposed to be a news, it's supposed to be a news site. What's going on? What's this? Like more people just going on and on and on. Like yeah. They got, I think the kids call it ratioed. Or can you only do that on the X?
No, you can get ratioed anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
They got ratioed down.
Kids call it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They got ratioed down. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. And I go to their page and now the post, the content is completely changing in the way the photo they had just posted maybe. So that's Sydney Sweeney photos from like a couple of days ago, maybe even a week.
Okay.
But it was like 16 images down on the feed. The most recent one they posted was Kesha naked with her knees up. And it was like, Kesha's tired of clothes. And like, and we agree or something like that.
So are we. Yeah. Woo.
I think for the Sydney Sweeney one, they were like, get it queen or something like that. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, I think it did say that.
So look,
doesn't matter.
Whilst there will be a difference between what we do on Thursdays and Mondays, we will not be betraying our brand. Huh? Coming up here, talking about comics all the time.
That's not what
and horror
care.
Movies and, you
I'm
know.
Certain of that.
That you go to a podcast has no name for that. Over here is News of My Fiance. Talk about the real stuff. Child stars. Child labor.
No.
Unionizing child stars.
Okay. Yes. We will talk about that.
Making sure ball people aren't getting stepped on by Shaq. Things that really
that
matter.
That is happening right now because he's no longer playing.
Well, you can still be stepping on kids, man.
I guess you're right about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is our intermission is planned for a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I would like to do the intermission now. I know this is what happens when normally I'm like, can we do a music break? Huh. But I would like to do the intermission now to have a couple of quick production notes.
We add some stuff to the notes.
Michelle has let us know some things and we need to talk about it as a team.
Okay. I love it. All right. So we'll hit the intermission. Be back in 10.
First intermission down. First top of the show down. Done.
Dunsky.
In the books.
In the books.
Just want to take a minute to thank our fiance Michelle for hitting us on the Instagram and letting us know that in the setup of our chat or of our YouTube. Maybe a little something got missed. And I'll say this. This is kind of on me because what I definitely know is that details are not your favorite. And this is not a shot. Please do not think this is a shot.
Okay.
They're just not your favorite. So would I have maybe caught that it was marked for kids content? Maybe. I think I might have. Yeah.
It's an honest mistake. I'm a child of heart. Right. Is that
what you like that? Is that really the how you want to?
I needed something to throw in there to break up this. You know, it felt like an attack. You said it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was.
You know, the hot stage lights came on and it felt like an attack.
There's strengths, you know? And then, I started by saying that this was on me. So I don't know how you could feel like you're being attacked.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right.
So,
but yeah.
Take that apology.
And it wasn't the. wow. I'll take that apology. So it wasn't so much that the channel itself was marked it, right? Just this particular feed.
Oh,
in scheduling
interesting.
In scheduling the feed, I accidentally ticked 4 kids. So. Apologies for, you know. Who are you laughing at?
I don't know.
that's all I get.
It was just kind of funny.
Okay.
That you checked for a kid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
For the kid in the soul. That don't work. So you came back from the break.
I did.
Talking about one VP Harris.
One Kamala Harris showed up at the DNC on the first night. First night. Which unscheduled, not what the plan was. One Joseph Robinette Biden was to give a keynote speech. It probably happened. I mean, it's got to be bedtime somewhere. Mm-hmm. But where's this thing at? Oh, Chicago. Definitely. Okay. It's okay. Definitely bedtime. But yeah, she showed up and they went, I believe, the hog wild. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
I think that's the phrase.
Yeah. She's a GD celeb right now.
Do we want to talk about the stanification? Because I have, I got feelings.
Nah, I think we should. I think we should because I get the chance to talk about, you know, this whole vote shaming situation. But yeah, let's get into the stanification. We've covered it a little bit on our Thursday mornings, but because we have so much less time to get it all in, we haven't really had a chance to really expound on it.
Well, there's a thing that worries me when it comes to any sort of public figure. And that is like we deify and everyone becomes an icon just because there's like more than 500,000 people that scream their name in some way.
Right.
The way that that happens with political figures is going to just never cease to amaze me. I do not understand at all how that's the case. So you have, like, I do understand there are, you know, parasocial relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't know how even a politician, how you feel like you get that much time with them to even feel like you get to know them. You know what I mean? In the same way that you do if you are watching a streamer all day or if you listen to podcasts that,
you know. I can answer that.
No, hit me.
So I think in that dynamic, because this political leader and these legislators are ultimately tied to a level of responsibility for us as citizens. So, like, you know, you're in history class, you learn about past presidents, you learn about difference between the House and the Senate. These are things that are expected of you when you go through becoming a citizen. Mm-hmm. You got to learn all these things about the country. So just walking around talking, you are actually supposed to know as a responsible adult, democracy, mm-hmm. who these people are, what they mean to you.
Okay.
And the importance of what they do, right? So even though you probably cannot name, someone probably could name who their congressmen or senators are, mm-hmm. it doesn't take away from the phrase, I'm going to write my congressman. Like, there's a level of importance that's just put there within the responsibility of the relationship, within the dynamic of the relationship.
Okay.
So, like you're saying, even though there's very limited exposure, the deification can happen so quickly because it's ingrained in us.
Is it the power? Is that what you're going? Like,
I think definitely the power, because it's misunderstood too, in the way that we think, well, we've been taught that certain positions hold certain power, when it's really within this system, you are far less powerless than what your position has been advertised to be. So
far less powerful.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay.
You're like, wait a minute, what's happening
yeah,
here?
Okay. Okay. Far less powerful than, okay.
So if we actually had the, I don't want to say critical thinking, but that's not what I mean. But if we actually knew what our politicians did and understood the process, I agree, the deification would decrease immediately. It'd be like, oh, you're my mailman, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you're someone who is doing a job for me. Unfortunately, you're far less responsible and accurate and dependable than my mailman. Or, you know what I'm saying? And that, I think that whole dynamic would switch. But because we get away with, oh yeah, I vote. Oh yeah, you know, I vote and I'm active. And then immediately these people have to be so much more important than they actually are to kind of justify. But I hope I brought the horses in.
I don't know. I think I was going somewhere else.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm unsure.
Like, I don't know about your horses. I don't know about any of this stuff.
I meant to go to a different barn or something.
All right.
I'm not sure. Well, so where I was going is, and not to say that I don't understand. I think I do understand. And I think that some of that does
resonate.
Sure. I think that where I'm going is people start to like the personality and the policies no longer matter, or I don't know if they ever did. Mm. It's just sort of like you're choosing your fighter, right? And then it's just that. There's no actual, like, I don't understand how people are losing their minds over someone and... Preface to say that, like, I get it. Joe Byron, obviously.
Yeah.
Something had to happen. And I'm not saying this is the worst thing that could happen in this system. Mm-hmm. What I am saying is all it took in that moment was swapping someone out for people to, like, lose their minds, because we haven't gotten policy yet.
No.
We haven't talked about what a, you know, Harris Walz administration looks like. And I, you know, there's a lot that I want to be excited about.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I have yet to be given anything to be
excited about.
Truly excited about. So I do understand that my politics and how I feel are going to always be like that with a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it really worries me and it bothers me that people are so quick to just stan a person rather than look at any of the things. And yeah. I'm not even asking you to like do a deep dive yet. You know, I'm saying you don't have policy yet. Why are we yes girling every single thing that happens?
Mm-hmm.
And like what ends up happening, and I watched it with, I hope that this connects the way that I think it do it does. I watched it with Bernie. So there were people that loved Bernie Sanders as a avatar, but they weren't as tied to those policies as they were to him. Or,
okay.
Right? Like, because a lot of those people then voted for Trump. So,
which is crazy, but true.
You were standing a personality. You were looking for something that was different than what you had been
used to dealing with.
Yeah. And if you are tied to the person, then the things that no human is infallible, right?
Right.
And what ends up happening is this black, white, no nuance at all times.
Yeah.
And there are absolutely times where it is black and white and there is nothing to talk about. We don't need to know what happened the 2 seconds before or the 3 seconds after.
Yeah.
But some stuff, you know, you do. And not really knowing what the policies are and just like jumping into loving a personality, when that personality does something that you no longer like, does that mean that you no longer care about what was, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Are you voting still in that way? Or I just feel like it makes it, we don't hold people accountable because they're too busy holding them accountable for like faux pas and not policy.
Mm. Mm.
And like, I don't want to talk about the things that they flubbed on. I want to talk about the laws they're changing or actually making sure that women can get abortions. Like, I just don't want to spend every year, every freaking year talking about what a person wore or how they said something wrong and woke and DEI and da da da. Like,
yeah. I think what happened with Kamala, the bar was so low. The bar was very, very low. We were, you know, heading into this and we were very concerned because it felt like Biden's going to lose.
Yeah.
And we were like, we need y'all to pull Biden. Even before that, we were like, we need you guys to shift policy because before his cognitive decline, like, stepped into sixth gear, it was foreign policy. And it was like, you guys are not hearing us on Palestine and Gaza. You're not listening. This is very unpopular. People are voting uncommitted. Like, this is not working.
Remember when they were shaming you for voting uncommitted as if that meant that you immediately voted for
away?
Trump? Yeah. Because that's how they talk about the primaries.
Yeah.
They're expecting people not to understand what the primaries mean.
So, like, all of that was happening. And it just felt like, okay, let's just get ready for another Trump presidency. And I remember having these conversations in different texts as, like, anybody but Biden. Anyone but Biden. Like, there are so many people. Just pick someone else for us to vote for. We don't want Trump to win. Just pick someone else. And when they started floating names around, I was like, definitely not VP Harris. That's a losing pick. You're throwing this away. Not a good look at all.
Right.
And then it happened. So there was the initial response and reaction to them just switching.
Yeah.
Just Biden.
Flipping the switch.
That alone, like, okay, Yes. Life fires kick tires. Celebration. Ooh. You know.
Yeah.
We got a chance. I, however, am not under the delusion that some people are, where they're like, they're listening to us. And that's not what happened.
You know what's wild about anyone saying that is it's I'm sorry to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anybody saying that, though, is like, how do you miss the two headlines in between the one you read and then the next one you read?
Right.
Because at no point was it ever a question mark. George Clooney. One George Clooney wrote an op-ed. That's an opinion. He was like,
"This ain't
dear
it, y'all.
Joseph Robinette Biden.
This ain't it, y'all.
We've had it. My money not going down the drain anymore. We just raised X amount of money.
$25 million. This is after raising $25 million.
And it can't go to you.
Man brother. Said, this ain't going to work.
Nah, he legit said, my brother in Christ, we're going to have to stop.
Yeah.
This does not go any further. Nah. That's what happened. And yeah. I don't mean that it's just George Clooney.
I mean that
the donor class spoke and they listened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had we had maybe been a little more unified, and I am not blaming us, but had we had been a little more unified in an uncommitted vote.
Right.
To, at the very least, send that message that would really actually be sent.
Right.
It wouldn't have had to take so long.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't take the donors being like, whoa, my money, millions.
Donors changed the game. They changed the entire conversation. Yeah. But the initial response to Biden, you know, dropping out, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh my God, they're listening to us. We have their ear. We can hold them accountable, all the rest of the BS. So that whole attitude of give us anyone, that seemed like a direct response to that. So, of course, again, you know, chorus of horns, everyone's happy about that. It was really easy for anyone to step into that seat and receive all of that praise and joy. Then when you make it historic, right?
I don't know. I don't know that I agree that anyone would have made this much noise. I don't agree with that.
Oh, you mean as much noise as we're hearing
would
now?
Would not have garnered as much support as she's...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was already a path laid for anyone that came in to be celebrated as the switch for Biden. But then add in the other elements of who Kamala is.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And then it's like, oh, now this is game changing. This is completely different. Not only did we get Biden up out of here, but now we have this black woman who's had a legacy in politics. She's no nonsense. She has had, this is the best chance that anyone has had up against Trump. Like, it's just... So now, I mean, come on.
Well, I think
pull the marching bands out.
The thing that's interesting to me is that the exact reason why we thought this would not be a good pick, because she is a black woman, because race is completely made up, number one, but because mm-hmm. it is something that white supremacy believes it can shift, mm-hmm. We just don't even go into the conversation of this is a black woman. It's immediately, let's question what that person is. And I think because the conservatives went that route, they went the route of like immediate racist and sexist attacks and just like treating someone who really does have a record in that world as someone who should be respected.
Right.
That's a black woman and. But is she?
But is she black?
And she's not smart enough. She's just not smart enough. Plus, she's a bitch. Plus, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, and that alone, in a where we are in the world, people are looking for some sort of positivity. It sucks right now.
Yeah.
It sucks. And we don't need leadership that's like mean for no reason, you know?
Right.
So I think there's a few things happening with the Trump. The whole, you know, support and MAGA and what's happening, like, especially since the assassination.
Yeah.
Question mark.
I mean, it was an attempt. He just didn't get shot, y'all. there was no contact with him.
But seeing, I don't know, I haven't figured out or decided, I guess, yet, is that if this particular support, what looks like a swell in support for Kamala Harris, I don't know if it's more real or more performative.
I definitely think it's performative.
Well, so then that is not great.
No.
I just think about the amount of people, the amount of, I mean, Trump gained white women voters the second time around after having been the president.
After his performance.
As we were in the middle of a pandemic, and he was like, you know what you should do? Put some bleach on it.
Yeah.
On it, in it, maybe some UV rays. Maybe also do what you want. You could wear a mask or you don't. But like, I'm not going to, but like, you can if you want. And also, Anthony Fauci is here to kill you. Like, he did that.
Fauci, ouchie.
And then people still voted for him. More people voted for him that time in certain demographics than they did the first time.
Yes.
So I'm just saying there's a lot of white women that I worked with that were like, I would never. And some of y'all did.
Some of y'all did.
Some of y'all definitely did.
Yeah.
And some of them definitely will again.
I mean.
But maybe not, because now he did the assassination attempt. And some of the conspiracy theory MAGA folks are big pissed.
Q-MAGA?
Big piss. I don't know about QMAGA, because I think that that's like a whole different. I don't know if they see the same things that we see.
Right. Right.
Like it's a different internet.
I mean, I agree with you in the way that this is
definitely. He probably has half of a head shot off.
Jeez.
And just still kicking.
I mean, why aren't they still wearing the little the ear things?
Because he's not.
Right.
Healed. He is Wolverine.
So like the performance became very obvious. You know, switching up the Hope posters and using her image now, for the Obama posters. I mean,
Hope. I heard Hulk and was like, what for Trump?
He's like, Bruce, what's happening?
And I was thinking Hulk Hogan, look at that. Ooh, okay. Yeah. Everything's off.
Yeah. Yeah. F that guy.
Wow.
But I'm going to be honest. I'd almost prefer the performance, because to me, that is your for those people, that is. Age, we would have never gotten Trump in the way that he doesn't have policies that benefit you. So many of these people would not be in the public offices if you actually cared.
But that's to my point of the standification.
Right.
To my point of liking a personality rather than what that person is doing.
Right. Right. So, yeah, you can pretend like this is going to mean the world to you and you're going to cry when she gets inaugurated. You really don't care. You really don't care. You don't.
And where does that come from, though? Just not being engaged at all, or just like better than the orange guy?
I think it's the combination of the two, because this is exciting. This is reality TV. Now we're mixing it up. We got this biracial black woman going up against Cheeto guy. Like the way we talked about this on the news on the Thursday morning show. The way we started seeing different sects of, especially white people, mobilizing for Kamala was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What is happening down in Florida? The elderly white folk in Florida are in their golf carts?
Yeah.
Doing a parade?
Man.
What?
There's
no way. Carts. Come on. That's not happening in the 616. There's no way. I just found myself week after week after week gasping, like clutching my pearls. How was this possible? Because y'all week having a
week,
good
you mean
time.
Day after day.
Huh?
I said week after week. You mean day after
day? Day after day.
There's not, like, not many weeks.
I mean, we got to be for the show. But like, because y'all just having a good time. The carnival's in town. Oh.
I mean, I wonder, you know.
Yeah.
I'm interested to know how other people feel about that. That, like, Is that how folks are feeling, that that's not true support? Or is it that the support is actually there?
And that's what it looks like?
And that's what it looks like. I mean, because that's absolutely a possibility, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It just, I have not seen this country welcome a black woman into power ever once. Nah. So I just don't trust it. I don't have a reason to trust it. It doesn't matter how much that white black woman will hold up white supremacy. They just are still like, but not you.
Well, what you're missing out is what this means for little black girls all over the United States now.
Yeah, you're right. They I feel that the term representation being important.
I mean, as a black woman,
yeah,
how does this affect you? Don't
affect
you feel
me?
Don't you feel like you can do anything now?
There's part of me that just wants to be violent. You know, like I just really don't even, there aren't words to really express how angry that makes me.
One of you guys is about to be pressed.
We finally made it.
You made it.
I'm gonna just keep saying
racism
this.
Is over, bro.
I do not want to see black people as the face of American imperialism. I don't want to see that. Is not exciting. That does not make me feel like I can do anything. That makes me feel like,
yeah,
if you are willing to do the murders everywhere,
yeah,
every murder in every building. If you are ready to do that, then you can just be the president.
Yeah, pretty much. I do want to take a moment here to shout out those that are out there vote shaming people, though. Like, as we talk about,
I don't know what this is anymore. Whose show is this?
You're like, where did this segue come from?
I want to shout you out for vote shaming. I can't wait to see.
Well, you know, my shout outs are always reversed. Let me call you to the stage so I can talk shit to you.
Got it. All right, let me sit back and relax.
So, like, as we talk about the standification, how everyone got all excited, and you know, and then those of us, I try to make a habit of not distancing myself from those that critique. Because, you know, we share some circles. You know, you guys already heard me say this before. I used to watch Alex Jones, early 2000s. You know, locked in.
I wonder why.
Kyle, don't shake your head no against that. It was a thing. It was going on.
And it's like there's things you can say and then things you've said and you could just like never say again. But it's okay.
I don't want the people to forget.
You
want to
keep telling people.
Of how much I've grown. You know?
Okay.
People say not all men. I say yes, all men, all of us. So in this example, you know, definitely I've been part of that crowd that ruins Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, because what y'all don't want to talk about is, as we're sitting here cutting this turkey, I've been that. I've rained on several parades. As we're watching people get excited at not getting another Trump presidency, celebrating Kamala Harris and the possibilities of having this black woman as president. There is a sect of us, myself included, in that sect, but not doing this, not in this performance, that want to vote shame. And it's like, oh, do you think that things are going to happen differently? Do you think she's going to react differently and lead us differently with the Palestine conflict? Oh, you know, she was a prosecutor. She locked up all these black people. Look here. No one's telling you you got to vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would not in my, there's not an ounce of me that would expect any Palestinian American to vote for her. Please go third party. Whatever works. Like, who am I?
Well, I mean, she has the opportunity to do something, in all
yes.
honesty. Like,
yes.
To be clear.
She
I'm
does.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying it's foolish to have the expectation.
Sure. As is.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So to have the same people that are like, this is the Democratic establishment, this is just what they do, and then you want to turn around and be like, oh, but will she stop? What? That's... You've already established. You're the one with all the answers in the room, right? You know all the things.
If you're just going to come back to blue no matter who, it like really doesn't work out.
So
if that just ends up being the answer.
Yeah. So like I've heard people say, you know, I survived Trump's first term. I'll survive the next one. And
it's kind of a wild
thing. Yeah, there's a gross level of privilege and selfishness in that position, as far as I'm concerned. There are so many people that didn't survive Trump's first term. So many people's rights that didn't survive and are currently dealing with a lack of pushback or corrective measures from a Democratic side of things, from the Democrats, period.
Right.
There isn't enough rallying, concerted efforts to even push back on a state level against the things that he's done. And here we are, people want to roll the dice again and be like, yeah, you know, I was good the first time, I'll be good the second time. Severely uncool. That does not make you the cool person. That does not make you like the survivor. It makes you very selfish. And what's the other word I want to use? Short-sighted. A dork. you can't sit at our table. I don't like it. I hate it.
Well, to be clear, vote shaming doesn't work. Like, people don't go, don't say out loud, I'm not going to vote. And then someone says, you know what? The privilege it takes to say that.
You're right.
And then they're like, oh man, you're totes right. I'm for sure voting now.
They're going to pull that curtain and do what they want regardless. True. I just think it's in an effort to, the idea is that we want to pull people together to get a better understanding of what it's going to take to change things. If we're attacking each other, we're dividing, conquering, like, this is just going to keep going on. There will be no galvanizing on any issue.
Funny. It's almost like that's systemic. Like, maybe that's on purpose. And a concerted, heavily moneyed interest does that every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally every time. It doesn't matter what the division ends up being. But you cannot have this kind of society. You cannot have a capitalist, white supremacy, patriarchal society if you aren't dividing everybody.
So you said heavily moneyed interest. Yep. Follow the chain of thought here.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily moneyed interest. Immediately, Elon popped in my head, right, guys?
Okay.
Sure. For all of you, too. Elon pops in. Then I think about, they had some technical issues several times when he's trying to go live and do interviews. And it made me feel less bad about our tech issues. Look at this guy. Elon's over there, got his own platform. He can't get it right. He's just fucking up left and right.
I mean, yeah, I'm with that. But he's also like chewing on wires. Like, that dude is not normal, right? Or what? And like, he's not doing any of it.
No.
He also fired everybody. Like, we're like, hey, could anybody please help us? And he's like the top of the field.
He's like, get out.
I want nothing to do with you. And then he's like, nothing works. And then I don't even know who he's mad at. Like, he was, he's not mad at anyone. They just lie. And he said that they were hacked or something.
That was funny as hell.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell when he said
they got
hacked.
It's amazing that,
like
Trump can go on anything that he goes on. And that's not what happens. But as soon as he goes to the, you know, richest person in the world, I mean, you're really making a case for me.
And they've been hacked.
I say here, like, just gets me more mediocre by the minute that
Mm-mm.
on.
Mm-mm.
And you have all those technical difficulties. And instead of being like, man, we really should hire some folks, he's like, I'm going to talk shit about laborers and workers on this call while saying that we got hacked and that's the reason that there's technical difficulties.
Is this the Mandela effect? Am I making this up? Or did he like cut like janitorial staff and like remove like toilet paper and like people had to bring in their own toilet paper or paper towels?
Okay, I don't know if it had anything to do with staff. I don't know that he fired the janitorial staff. I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. But I do remember him like bringing a sink in. That had something to do with like, what's the phrase? Everything but the kitchen sink or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if that's what, I don't know.
You had everything but the kitchen sink?
Yeah. But do you remember that he walked into Twitter headquarters carrying a sink? Again, I say, this is like not a person that anybody should take seriously for anything.
He's so clever.
He should not be able to like lease a car, let alone own anything that has billions of dollars.
He really thought he ate. He was in a group text with Dave Chappelle and Donald Trump was like, fam, I'm going to walk in with a kitchen sink.
No, he definitely did.
He's like, guys, this shit is going to go bananas.
Didn't hit. Anyway, what were we talking about? I forgot. I forgot where we were going.
I
took us on a detour.
We were talking about the performance, and then I got sidetracked when you said heavily money interest, and we went to Elon for a little bit. You
know, he would give $45 million a month to Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he backed out, right? And then Trump still did the interview with him. Like, I will feel some type of way if I'm Trump.
Well, he still, what did Trump say? He full-throatedly endorsed me. And that has been my favorite meme. Like, he just can't do anything right. Like, no pause or nothing, you know?
No.
And the internet's too childish, man. We are not here for not laughing at that. Like, I'm laughing at that.
Just looking at the dynamic again, it's become that much easier to laugh at him when Joe Biden isn't on the opposite side, just stuttering through. Like,
he very quickly became like the whole time that Biden was doing his whoopsie doodles, I kept saying, Trump's doing the same thing. look over there.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing. He doesn't know anything, he knows nothing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's way too clear. It's way too clear.
Bruh.
And I don't know, like, we're going to see, you know, a continued heavy push, like, for the Christian nationalists and evangelicals and stuff. But he's losing a lot of support.
Oh, definitely.
He lost the support of the Grapers. You saw that?
Yeah.
Like,
Because
Florida's very real Nazis.
Israel. Yeah. So it's like, again, are you guys paying attention at all? He's never not been there.
Yeah, but they haven't had a reason to care, you know? It's like, they don't even realize that Israel's doing the same thing they want to do.
Right.
Like,
they're not taking their own concerns seriously.
You know?
Yeah.
Voting outside of their interests again.
Foolishness. I do have I'm not sure how this happened. You explained it to me. And I'll explain the chain of thought how we got here. I keep getting Reddit notifications for Kanye stuff.
Why?
I don't know why, but you did explain to me one day, like, if you search one time and then you're just stuck. And then he did the album release. We got here because you were talking about Nazis. And then Kanye popped in my head.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But yeah, man, like, I don't care.
He has a new album out?
Vultures 2.
Yikes.
That dropped, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Man.
I didn't listen to Vultures 1.
Same.
I didn't listen to two albums before that.
I was trying to think when you said that, like, what
was the last
album? I think it's
Kitsy Ghost.
Kitsy Ghost
was the last album. Yeah. Yeah. And I think I barely listened to it, but I listened to it because it was Cuddy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's just, you know, it doesn't hit the same.
No.
Can't do it anymore.
Can't
do it at all.
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt you.
I thought I had something, and then I forgot it. And then you just kept shaking your head yes, and I was like, well... Yeah.
People don't know this is what we do on the radio. I just shake my head a lot to what you're saying. You're like,
nobody loves that.
What? Eat that shit up.
I will say this. We will have a far more produced show next Monday.
Says she.
I mean my end, because I know what I did and didn't do. So, I mean, on my end, with the topics, the things, and the stuffs, I had a lot of stuff to do, and over that was a lot of stuff to do with the home life. So
what are some of the things you're looking forward to, like with the show? I know definitely having an active live chat, making sure I don't have it on a child setting.
Yeah, so I'm excited to
people be engaged.
See what the chat about.
Definitely.
About things that are a little more, maybe a little more pop culture, but fit into the politics and the relevance of the things that we normally talk about.
Morgan listens to Euphoria about 26 times a week. Pop culture. What, duh? You said pop culture. All right, go ahead. You meant a different thing.
I mean, I just don't know why that was a... Why are we mentioning what I listen to? That's weird.
Sorry about that.
I want to talk about things that are a little more lighthearted, but also tie into why it would matter to our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And then definitely there's going to be new stuff that... I think there's going to be new stuff that matters that we'll talk about, especially since on Thursdays, like, we get through our stories. And then recently, you know, there will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, crazy news. And then.
Stuck. You stuck out there.
A whole week. So, yeah. I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah. That, I think, being able to engage with people with things that they, you know, jump in the DMs with. Throughout the week, in between the shows, that stuff, definitely. We do have some new content coming at you guys, Fiance Fridays. Oh, you didn't know about that. Yeah, definitely that stuff. Also, I'm looking forward to the set developing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We talked about doing some creative things in the background on the angles, you know, getting some cool stuff on the desk. I'm looking forward to all of that. Kyle suggested that we get a custom tablecloth.
Yeah.
With, like, some branding elements on the front.
Yeah. Definitely need that.
Yeah. That means we're going to have to move the kicks cam to the side in order to accommodate the branding elements in the front. But make it happen. Make it work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to making this our own. You know? Wow. You just packed up.
Well, we're going to end a little bit early.
This is true.
So I just didn't need to leave that open anymore, you know? And I like to signal those things.
Mm, okay.
You could have just not said anything and just kept talking.
It just caught me off guard. I'm sorry. Okay.
I still love you.
He's engaged. You know? But yeah, I'm definitely looking at, like, I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, what else do I want on this desk? Got some cool Funko Pops I could pull out. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, man, some action figures.
I'm not mad at any of that stuff.
Apocalypse, I do. Right there.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm talking about. Iron Patriot over there. I don't know what that is. Come on. Oh, but if I said Nightcrawler, you'd be like, oh, yes.
I know exactly who that is. I don't. Who's Iron Patriot?
It's quite all right.
Oh, okay. All right. It's quite all right. Guess we're just not going to learn that.
Shout out to Bridge City Comics.
Had a moment to do some education there, and you decided not to.
Just can't rub it up. All right. Those guys.
All right. Hit that show dismount.
Leaving it to me. So, the show would normally run at 8:30, and we're going to tweak all of that. It's some things I did with the settings, again, but we're timing out a little bit early. So definitely, you know, want to thank all of you guys for joining us. This first show, it's quite amazing. Look, the light's going to do what it's going to do, Kyle. It
closed its laptop, too.
The light closed its laptop. It's done. It's a wrap. Yeah. Well, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say... thank you for watching, like, subscribe, follow, all those things that people say to do because it's important, not because you just want to say it. But for real, we need all of those things.
Yeah.
So like, subscribe, comment, Share with a friend.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Monday.
Listen, on Monday, Thursday.
I said, see you
on Monday. All right. See us next Monday.
You can hear us on Thursday.
Okay, fine. Today's show made possible.
Yes.
By our studio sponsors.
Yes. We Out Here Magazine and Spirited Justice.
Boom. Bah, 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 bah. Yes, yes.
And our production team.
There we
Kyle
go.
Kyle and Jess. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Kyle, Jess, and Michelle and Ross.
And Michelle and Ross. Bah, bah,
yes.
Remote.
Remote.
Bah, 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 bah,
yes,
bah, bah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you, DJ Ambush, and me, Morgan Jones.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, yeah, there's no, like the Thursday show, there's no musical playlist to give you. There's no text messages. But, you know how it goes. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power people. None of us are free until we are all free. But you're not staying tuned for Tom Harbin.
No.
No.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. And you can catch this show streaming live on YouTube every Monday night from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And our podcast episodes are available everywhere you listen to podcasts except Spotify.